My dear King, one Brahmana who was a very old friend of King Puranjana came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. Purport, the appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmana is very significant. It is Paramatma feature Krishna, the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entity side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Suhrit, the best friend. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come home back to Godhead, sitting with the living entity as witness. The Lord gives them all chances to enjoy him materially, but himself materially, but whenever there's opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn his face towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called a Vani Seva. Srila Vishma Chakravarti Thakur states his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse Vavasai Mekabuddhi Ekiha Guru Nandana, that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, appeared before the Queen as a Brahmana, but why didn't he appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Vishnu Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated and loving the Supreme Personality of God, one cannot see him as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual masters, somehow or other, he is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is in the heart, he can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Gopamongal Thakur has therefore said, if I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily I can perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of Dharma, Artha, and Kama stand with her. If one is very highly advanced in devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Engaged in the service of the spiritual master, he not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come, just as the maid servants of a queen follow the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee, and all material conveniences are simply awaiting him at all stages of life. Translation, my dear King, one Brahmana who was an old friend of the king, of King Paranjana, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. So this, of course, is an allegory. Nevertheless, the story takes place over two births, so that Paranjana was born as a woman. And here, after the death of her husband, she meets this Brahmana. And then the Brahmana begins to give instructions in the next verses. And the Brahmana, of course, is the Supreme Lord himself, giving knowledge that you're not the body, you are the Atma, and the Lord is with the Atma at all times. So the form of the Lord here is a wise Brahmana, as it said here, it's Atmama Brahmana, and he's also a friend. And he previously was with this woman who was the queen now, but previous lifetime she was King Paranjana. So this indicates this person actually is the Supreme Lord himself, talking to the queen, or to Paranjana, giving advice. And of course, later on, it will be described how the Lord says that I am always with you at all times. We've never been separated. So that is why he says previously we were together. So not only in one lifetime, but in all lifetimes in the material world, the Lord is with the living entity and accompanies the living entity in all births of the material world. And because we cannot trace out the beginning of the jiva's existence in the material world, we can also not trace out a beginning of that friendship. It always was there. The Lord was always with the living entity. So this, of course, shows the great compassion of the Supreme Lord. However, we understand that the Supreme Lord expanding with all the jivas is actually a paramatma form. So this is not a complete form of the Lord or a complete manifestation of the Lord. It is a manifestation of the Lord for the jivas in the material world. And some of the qualities of the Lord are revealed, but not all of them in this particular form. So this form acts as a general witness and permitter and monitor of all the jivas in the material world. They are not qualified for personal relationships, so therefore Krishna in a Shyamasundar form is not necessary for these jivas. His function is to witness and permit and give counsel to the living entities in general. When the jiva becomes qualified with bhakti, then the Lord in his personal form guides the living entity in the material world. So we know that according to one's worship, one develops a relationship with the Lord, and one realizes that particular form of the Lord. So if one chooses to worship Ramachandra, then one gets a realization of that form. And that is the mercy of Ramachandra. If one chooses to worship Krishna, then one worships Krishna, and Krishna bestows his mercy, and one can realize Krishna. And of course, even in Krishna, if one develops a relationship in Sakya Rasa, then one sees Krishna in that particular form. And if one develops a relationship with Madhurya Rasa, then Krishna reveals himself in that form to the devotee. So according to the different devotees, the Lord gives different types of mercy, and he reveals himself in different ways. So that is the mercy of Bhagavan himself, not of Paramatma. So Paramatma is the form in the material world who gives general directions to the jiva, witnesses and permits his enjoyment, and also tries to give him some general spiritual guidance. And when the jiva becomes qualified with bhakti, then the Lord personally helps that jiva develop a personal relationship and realize a personal form of the Lord. So that is the difference. In either case, the Lord is always trying to help the living entity. So as Paramatma, he helps all the jivas in the material world, and if they begin to show some spiritual inclination, then he guides them in the proper direction. If they don't want the Lord, then of course he supplies their material needs, whatever. And he also makes sure that somehow or other they are maintained in the material world according to their karma. So in this way, the Lord is called the friend, because he is looking after the living entity in the material world. Now sometimes, of course, it looks as if the living entities are not taken care of because the living entities die and they may suffer, etc. So this is, of course, death itself is an aspect of karma. So all living entities are subject to karma. So in spite of the Lord's mercy on the jivas, they must also experience karma, which is due to their own actions. So that is not the fault of the Lord, that is simply the desires of the jivas. So we cannot criticize the Lord and say he's not a friend because he doesn't help us in the material world. Jiva creates these difficult conditions for himself. So even in those difficult conditions, the Supreme Lord, as Paramatma, tries to guide the living entity on the proper path. In this way, he acts as a friend. So, in Bhagavad Gita, of course, it says that I give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So, at a certain stage, the personal form of the Lord takes up this responsibility. And in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the path of bhakti is quicker than the other processes. And the reason is because the personal form of the Lord helps the jiva advance. It is not Paramatma, but the personal form of the Lord that helps the jiva develop his relationship with the Lord. So in this way, the Lord, in his personal aspect, Bhagavan, is also the friend of the jiva. But he is particularly the friend for those who are doing bhakti. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna says, I am not attracted to Sankhya, Jnana, and Dharma, and Yoga. These things do not attract me, but bhakti attracts me. So this is Bhagavan speaking. When a person begins the process of bhakti, then Bhagavan personally helps that jiva, becomes attracted to it, and helps them advance in the path. So in this way, the Bhagavan helps as the friend of the living entity also, but in a superior way to the Paramatma. In the story of King Puranjana, because he was under illusion in his previous lifetime, he was born again in the material world, but by good fortune he happened to be born in the company of a great devotee, the king, and was devoted as a wife, was devoted to him. So some qualification was there. So here the Supreme Lord appears and personally gives instructions to the queen, because she has some qualification in this lifetime. Previous lifetime didn't do that. This lifetime, he gives instruction. The Lord gives instruction to her. So some of the instructions are general. Very general instructions about not being the material body. This, of course, is in relation to the story of to the purpose of Narada Muni in telling the story. And that is to give knowledge to the King Prachinabharisha, to give up his interest in karmakanda and sacrifices and enjoyment in the material world and take the spiritual life, and particularly to bhakti. So in coming to bhakti, sometimes first the general instructions are given, that is jnana. And we see this in Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna first tells Arjuna, you're not the body, you're the Atma, etc. So first the general knowledge of not being the body is given, and later knowledge about devotion to the Lord is given. So therefore first the Lord here is speaking as Paramatma, giving some very general instructions to the queen. So we know that, of course, King Puranjana was a king, and came in the line from Manu. So he had some qualification. And therefore, Narada Muni was very merciful to him and started giving him instructions. Narada Muni is the Shaktivesh avatar for bhakti. So Narada Muni is not going to give instructions on jnana and yoga and karma. He will ultimately give instructions on bhakti to the king. So in this story also, ultimately, the conclusion must be bhakti, not simply jnana or whatever. The beginning of the story, this part of the story, of course, is something about jnana, where the brahmana instructs the queen that you're not the body, etc., you're the atma in the body, etc. Okay.
I'm not sure 27 shavtar are Bhakti. So different Shaktavya shavtars are for different reasons.
Yeah. Kumaras or Shaktavesh avatar for Jnana. Parsaram, Shaktavesh avatar to kill all the Kshatriyas. And Prithu, Shaktavesh avatar to level the earth so they can do agriculture. Shesha, holding up the earth. Shaktavesh avatar to hold up the Bhumandala above the Garbhadak ocean.
So other powers are not there, or they don't manifest to them?
Not particularly. Of course, it doesn't mean they don't know anything about anything else, but their particular power, outstanding power given by the Lord, is that particular thing.
May seek a translation, but fundamental question is very much. I have a clarification, basic question. See, basically I have a desire to strike a right balance between family life and spiritual life. I don't mind being born again here in this material world, but I would like to strike a proper balance between family life and devotional life. It does not mean that I won't be totally devoted, maybe totally Krishna conscious, but I continue to live my family life and still be spiritually conscious of Krishna. So is there anything wrong with my desire?
Yes.
Is there anything wrong with my desire?
Well, ultimately, as long as we have these desires, we will have to stay in the material world. That's
yeah,
if you want to stay in the material, fine. Well, you should stay in the material world and subject to karma. So birth and death. So birth and death, you have to accept that.
Is there anything wrong with the desire?
No, but you have to suffer birth and death, sickness, old age, disease.
No problem.
Okay. It's not particularly mentioned. Ultimately, everything goes, even Paramatma's powers go back to Bhagavan ultimately. But it's more or less indirect in that case, because the Lord is not interacting directly with the karmis and the ganis and the yogis. According to Vishwanath, no, he's not a jiva. Now, of course, in the Mahabharata, there's a story that previously one brahmana was there, and then in this lifetime he became Vyasadeva. And I think also in the Vishnu Purana, there's a description of all the different jivas or sages who become Vyasadeva in the different Kali Yugas in the day of Brahma. So, to harmonize the two, it is explained that qualified jivas sometimes merge into the Supreme Lord, and they also participate in his pastimes. Yeah, Supreme Lord.
Hare Krishna, now we are all starting for Nagar Sankirtan. We start at Utkandi, second bus stop.
Desire.